Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hasn't been forgotten, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. If you're part of the conversation, then you become part of the solution. It's really how it works. Right? I mean, you can dig down, figure out what's going on, and make a difference. And when you're speaking to others, you know, I know some of you don't even want to get involved in these conversations, but you know what? You might have to. It's a way you do make a difference. Because if you have people that trust you, right? You have people that will look at you and say, well, I didn't know you were into politics like this, or I didn't know you had this much information. And you will help them change their minds, but you're never going to do it, you know, by sitting on your thumbs waiting for something to happen. It doesn't work that way. You know, it's been my mantra for those of you who've been listening to me for years. It's kind of like, get involved, get engaged. They do. They do with misinformation. But they speak about it like they have a clue. They get out there in big numbers. And please do not send me another email that says, well, I have a job. I have one too. We all have them. Our founding fathers had them. They fought for you to have a free country. You don't want to keep it? I think Benjamin Franklin was on to something when he said, a republic, madam, if you can keep it. Anyway. And every one of these major cities, every one of them, run by Democrats, is pretty much in some kind of financial trouble. And I love the ones that were, what was it, sanctuary cities, right? Don't you love it? Because now they're screaming, after screaming at these states to take these, you know, you have to suck it up, you have to bear the burden, we have to have the humanity, we are the United States, we have to help these people. Now all of a sudden, it's a whole different animal now, isn't it? Right? I told you earlier that Eric Adams, mayor of New York City, has announced that he's cutting $110 billion from the budget because this money has to be spent to take care of illegals coming into the country illegally. Is sucking down the resources that they put nothing back into. Seriously. And I guess Joey B won't give him any money. You know, might be because he's a black guy, huh? Because they gave the money to Newsom. He got money. Why won't they give the money to this guy? He went on to say, We've warned New Yorkers about the challenging fiscal situation our city faces for months now. To balance the budget as law requires, every city agency dug into their own budget to find it. So they're cutting back on police. Now check this out. They got a bunch of illegals coming in. You see all the stuff going on in the streets. You see how much money it's going to be costing them to push back on these riots. And they're going to cut back on police. All right, let that think about that. He went on to say, and I don't know if he really knew what he was putting out there. He said, you know, we barely got by this time in this budget, but really the micro costs are going up. Tax revenue growth is slowing. And there is no more COVID stimulus. So they've been living off of COVID stimulus. I guess that's okay. Right? And I love this. And tax revenue, right? Because you're losing companies. They're moving out of New York City because you guys are terrible. Your crime rate is up. People are getting shot in the streets. And you wonder why? You're going to raise the taxes of the people that are staying? Boy, that's a smart move. That'll work. The police department is going to bring the numbers of active duty police down below 30,000 by the end of fiscal year 2025. There'll be deep cuts in education, including the universal pre-kindergarten program. Oh, and we're going to have a cut in sanitation. Think of those three things. God. Pre-cuts, I mean, cuts to education, cuts to sanitation, and cuts to the police department. What are some cuts to the administration? Why don't you cut jobs in your office? Right? Well, honestly, no city should be left to handle a national humanitarian crisis largely on its own without the significant timely support that we need from D.C. Now, again, Joey B. had no problem helping Newsom. Yeah, after the police hiring freeze, well, the police union just went out of their minds. What are you doing? You're putting the city in jeopardy. We need these officers. This is a disaster for every New Yorker who cares about safe streets. Yeah, the police union president said, my God, cops are already stretched to the breaking point. They're, you know, I never did understand this. Somebody has to call and explain this to me. They talk about the hours that these police officers are working. They're getting 20 hours, 25, 30 hours overtime a week. Think about that. That is a long work week. These guys are already stretched to the breaking point. They're already, you know, maxed out, if you would. Why not take that money and hire other police officers? Would that make sense? Show me why it wouldn't work. Joe Senior Host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back.
Have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution, really. You know, that simple. All right. we were talking about Eric Adams and, you know, his Sanctuary City and how wonderful that is and how cold and he was calling, you know, the governor of Texas and New Mexico and Arizona, you know, going through these states saying, I can't believe you're not doing this. And the whole nine yards. And you're going, you haven't done anything. So now when he starts ending up in his city and he's got to take care of them and he's got to foot the bill for what? Maybe a few tens of thousands. Well, these guys are footing the bill for millions. We had 7 million come over, people. Where do you think they went? Where do you think they're hanging out? So you get the police union on him for the police department. You get the teachers union on him for the education cuts that he wants to make. You know, pulling back over $100 million from the schools. I mean, seriously? And I don't know if he's talking about closing schools or doing what. You know, over 653 schools, 40% of the school system will be hit with, you know, mid-year budget cuts. Class sizes are going to have to go. Think of, it doesn't stop there. They're going to have to lay off teachers. Once they lay off teachers, like, then what are they going to do? Oh, that's right, too. They have to put more kids in more classes. They got to get permission from the union. You think this is going to go over easy? And the cuts are the consequences of the migrant, well, the illegal crisis, we'll put it that way. You know, I mean, they're actually sobbing, whining about Governor Abbott sending the illegals to his city. And Abbott's like, well, wait a minute, you said you were a sanctuary city. You're more than happy to take these people. Same thing with San Francisco. The same thing with Oakland. They're all sanctuary cities. Shut your mouth, take, and do exactly what you said you would do. Right? You know, the funny thing about it is that, I think, what is it? New York had a little over 110,000 total illegals. Right? Now, Texas has only sent about 25,000 in. The rest have found their way there on their own. Or have been bussed by other states, maybe. Now, New York City, along with other liberal jurisdictions, like, you know, Massachusetts, Chicago, they're begging for more help, too. They're begging for more financial help from the Fed. In other words, they want more federal dollars because they turned their cities into sanctuary cities and are fine with all this. Now, the White House says they've already given New York $770 million. You know, to support these people when they come in. They're trying to get work permits approved for these people. I mean, I love it. I just don't believe they're doing the same thing for Americans, for veterans. They went on to say the administration has also requested additional $14 billion in emergency funding for border operations. Yeah, right. Whatever. There were 249,000 migrant encounters in October. That's encounters, remember. That's not how many they didn't see. Or even, they don't even want to guess at it. Right? They're looking at 2.5 million people this year so far alone coming over the border. And again, they won't do it. The Democrats just refuse to say, what is it? Oh, maybe they know they're going to get all those votes. Maybe that's it. The current administration, they want to keep blaming on Trump policies. How long can you do that? Trump was closing it down. The border crossings weren't anything near what they are today. They were maybe an eighth or a tenth of what you see today. But that's a deflection. It's constant deflection. The Republicans in the House, they passed legislation. It would increase the border security, limit asylum, while the Biden administration has more funding, more immigration reform is needed to fix the border. How about you secure it first, then you fix it? When you have a broken pipe, you have to secure the leak first, and then you fix it. You got to shut the water off. It's amazing how these people... They really think you're dumb. They have to. They have to believe you to be the dumbest person on the planet to try to put some of this stuff over on you. God bless. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. The pro-Hamas protester, Loi, I can't even pronounce his last name. He was arrested to death of a Jewish man, Paul Kessler. What's he charged with? Involuntary manslaughter. Not a hate crime, God forbid, right? California police have made an arrest in the death of a Jewish man, Paul Kessler, who was killed during a protest last Sunday. Now, Thursday, the 50-year-old Ventura County Community College professor, Loy, whatever his name is, was arrested. He's been charged with involuntary manslaughter. His bail is set at $1 million. Sergeant Robin Hughes told a local news source that there'll be an additional information released later on today. We're still waiting. Without providing any additional information, well, yeah, because they're going to have to explain why this is not a hate crime. Am I wrong? It's just amazing. Kessler was involved in a heated altercation that broke out between him and a pro-Hamas protester in Ventura County. Now, that protester struck Mr. Kessler in the head with a megaphone, causing him to fall to the ground. Despite the best effort by, you know, medical professionals, he died. Why did he hit him, though? Did he have to hit him? Was he in his face? Look, I'm asking. Anyway, the professor is married to a Palestinian economics professor and has two young children with her. He came to the United States in the 1990s after previously teaching in the United Arab Emirates. He's an open supporter. He's admired the Palestinian terrorist trying to destroy Israel. Look, this stuff... this stuff ain't going to stop until you actually decide to fix it. And you're not going to. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
At the APAC CEO Summit in San Francisco, President Biden emphasized the positive impact of a stable relationship between the U.S. and China on the global economy.
We have real differences with Beijing when it comes to maintaining fair and level economic playing field.
Following constructive talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping, on Wednesday, both leaders agreed to resume military-to-military channels to reduce the risk of miscommunication. GOP senators, led by Senator Tom Cotton, are urging Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Secretary of Treasury Janet Yellen to hold Iraq-based terror groups linked to the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps accountable for recent attacks on the U.S. service members. Turkey prices have decreased just in time for Thanksgiving, but industry reports indicate that some side dishes and desserts may be slightly more expensive this year. Dave Collins, USA News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Have 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5560. Just be involved. Be aware. Know what's going on around you. Right? Again, 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. And again, this is not a pounding on the Palestinians, although, you know, whatever. They put themselves in a position. Hamas, again. I mean, think about all the countries they've been thrown out of. Think about all, I mean, they are hated / disliked in every major, you know, Muslim country over there. They're known for, like I said earlier, they're like being like locusts. They come in, they ruin the place, and then they move on. Anyway. 855-ROAD-SHOW. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. See, now, you know, some of you, you need a little victory here, right? And right now, as we speak, you know, the war on Christmas in Wisconsin is coming to an end. The small town who decided that they weren't going to weren't going to have Christmas ornaments or Christmas type of decorations. Now, what's really funny is that they're not talking about the Christmas decorations that you and I are talking about. I mean, they felt like the colors somehow. And if there's a Christian out there that explains this to me, maybe I'm really ignorant. But somehow that red and green are religious colors. The tree is a Christian symbol. It is not. And maybe somebody told him. Maybe somebody enlightened them, helped them. The first shot in 2023 war on Christmas was fired in Wisconsin. But it was a very short war, thank God. Seriously. Deputy Administrator sent a letter to city workers telling them that Christmas decorations would need to be inclusive and equitable. The letter states in part that in our ongoing efforts to foster a more equitable and inclusive community, we kindly ask that departments refrain from using religious decorations or solely associated with the Christmas, such as the red and green colors when decorating public spaces within city buildings. We encourage you to opt for more of a neutral and inclusive decoration. Neutral? What does that mean? I mean, seriously, what does that mean? The city then provided guidelines for workers to use when decorations for Yuletide seasons, right? Winter Wonderland, snowflakes, snow people, other non-religious symbols associated with the winter. Lights and greenery, festive lighting, greenery can create a warm... Oh, God. You're gonna make me throw up over here, right? Warm and welcoming atmosphere without specific religious overtones. Northern lights draw inspiration from the aurora borealis and incorporate colors like blue, green, and purple. It's just amazing. So instead of shoving the baby Jesus into a closet, staff has exposed City Hall's nefarious plans, and really, a legal counsel got involved. They fired off a letter that all but guaranteed a lump of coal in the mayor's Christmas stocking. Yeah, you guys, if you live in that area, you need to go over and start knocking on doors over there. Seriously. Christmas holiday ban, it truly violates the U.S. Constitution by showing hostility towards a group, towards Christianity. The First Amendment doesn't permit that. They don't allow that to happen. It's just amazing. You know, and it's again, this stupid, misguided attempt to be inclusive by eliminating. You're going to be inclusive by eliminating long-standing traditions that may irritate a small few group. Anyway, I think it's Wauwatosa, Wisconsin. The officials immediately backtracked. They gave the green light for staffers to decorate in the way they wanted to. They're free to decorate the manner they have historically decorated. In other words, they finally figured out the law requires them to let them do what they want to do. It ain't that hard. Sorry. Kevin Kiley today, Congressman Kevin Kiley of California, there was a discovery of a secret illegal Chinese biolab in California. He said, I requested an investigation by the House yesterday. The Select Committee on Chinese Communist Party released this highly disturbing report. Right? It shows that the lab was run by an international fugitive from China. After running various state-connected companies in China, he moved to Canada, where he set up dozens of corporations to steal valuable American intellectual property. From there, once he got it, what do? Sent it to China. Supreme Court of British Columbia found that he committed fraud on an epic scale, resulting in a $330 million judgment. He then fled to America. He assumed the alias David. He set up several more companies, including the one behind the biolab. The lab was discovered nearly a year ago when a code inspector came upon a suspicious warehouse in California. She found many Chinese nationals wearing white lab coats, glasses, masks, latex gloves, along with thousands of vials of biological substances. It was later learned that these were transgenic mice, genetically engineered to catch and carry the COVID-19 virus. Well, the further inspection found blood tissue and other bodily fluid samples and serums, along with thousands of vials of suspected biological material. Now, some were labeled as to what they were. Others were never labeled, and still to this day they can't figure out what they were, what was in them. Now, at first, the CDC refused to investigate, even hung up on local officials who asked for help. After the local congressman got involved, the CDC did an inspection and found that at least 20 potential infectious agents, including HIV, tuberculosis, and the deadliest known form of malaria. Nothing will be done, right? The CDC didn't bother to test any samples. They didn't bother to test the unknown contents. Now, so the select committee doesn't even know what the potential or what the full potential risk was. You know, again, what are they hiding? I mean, yes, it's a lot of money changing hands. We all know that. But until the American electorate decide to get away from the party garbage, I mean, decide that the conservatives and whatever aren't the devil they think they are, this stuff's going to go on because you're not going to listen to us. Really that simple. Now, they're trying to say, now they're backtracking a bit, trying to say that these labs were there to produce, test, and sell test kits. Right? But when they actually sat back and did some investigation, they found the company, all they did was buy counterfeit kits from China. And they resold them in the United States. Thus, I mean, the lack of apparent legitimacy or any of that. But this raises more of a question, right? What was the true purpose of the lab? Really, the Jesse Zhu, right, its criminal operator, was receiving unexplained payments via wire transfers from Chinese banks. Why? Why was he getting the money? Who was funding this? What was the total purpose of this whole thing? Right? You have to ask those questions because this doesn't make any sense. All this stuff that we're finding out that's going on with these labs and diseases and what have you all come from a Chinese source, a Chinese connection. Yeah, maybe this is where the $30 billion in that California's still looking for in the EDD money. You know? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. So you're not part of the problem. Anyway, when we come back, we're going to talk about now, you know, again, Rick Perry puts it out there. Looking for school choice. Looking to make sure that people have a right to know what's going on in schools. If they don't like it, they can switch schools. Joe Mazzini, your host. Be back in a minute.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it. By only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Rogue Show, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. Should we be part of the solution? Right? I mean, seriously. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I appreciate the time that you're, you know, involved. That you ask, you know, asking questions is great. It's the right thing to do. And, but you want to be open to the answers. If you hear an answer, you just don't, and it goes against what you believe. You don't just go, "Ah, no, that can't be right," because that really not you're not actually looking for solutions. You're actually not looking for other points of view. I'm not saying you have to accept them. I'm not saying you have to run with them. But you know, you gotta be open to hearing what they have to say and why, right? Ah, 855. Real Joe, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. What do I got here? I had a great story up. Todd Starts had a post on his website from Monica Carley. Yeah, I guess he did an interview with her. She laid the Republican Party's failure to impeach DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. And she says she has concerns about whether the House Speaker Mike Johnson will be able to lead House Republicans. It looks like we've been fed some weak sauce again, she said. You know, and again, I think when you have people in those positions of authority, look, the reason that Nancy Pelosi was so good at this, I mean, let's just be frank about it. She was the Gestapo. She whipped her people into place. She moved their offices around. She took money away from them. She ruled with an extremely heavy fist and didn't care what you thought. Anyway, there was a massive pro-Palestinian protest in London, and people had peed off about it. The activists scaled one of Britain's most hallowed war memorials. Police officers just stood by and watched. The Metropolitan Police have come under fire today after flag-waving protesters climbed on the Royal Artillery Memorial at Hyde Park. Right, they had a demonstration outside the Houses of Parliament. That thing went sideways. You know, call out the National Guard. Let's stop this tomfoolery. Do I think that people have a right to protest? Sure I do. You get the permit, you do it the right way. When you get violent, that's it, it's over. Right? I mean, seriously. Anyway, I don't really know any other way to put that. Federal judge rules in favor of the Fairness in Women's Sports Act out of Florida. Don Newsom said that was another blow to freedom, showing further how Florida is not a free state. That's not what he means. He wants that anything's go kind of thing. Federal judge ruled in favor of the Fairness in Women's Sports Act. The judge stated that the Florida separation of male and female athletes in school sports aligns with the state's interest in promoting women's athletics. Doesn't violate the Equal Protection Clause. You know, it's about time. I mean, from a real, truly biological standpoint, yes, males have the upper hand in a lot of athletics. That's why Title IX came in, to make it fair. The Trump-appointed judge, Roy Altma, ruled that males... You know that all judges now are pegged to a president? I just think it's hilarious. Obama, Trump, Biden. That males and females being separated is substantially related to the state's important interest of promoting women's athletes. The plaintiff claims regarding Title IX and privacy were dismissed, and the judge gave the plaintiff a deadline to amend the complaint. Now, the plaintiff claimed that they were being forced to reveal sensitive medical information. Was rejected. Now, see, again, some of these sports scenarios, right, the sports teams, they're saying, look, if you can prove your testosterone levels here, or it's down to here, or you've got this or that, yeah, okay, we'll go along with it. Well, they don't even want to give up that information. It's so wrong. The plaintiff went on to say, this is potential injury, if we can call it that. It's so speculative. It lies so far down a hypothetical chain of imaginary future events that it can't support. Well, no. You know the bottom line is? Seriously. If you've got the male parts and pieces, you have the male body, you have the male muscles, you have the male ligaments, you have the male DNA, you don't get to play in that sport. Really that simple. God bless. It ain't that hard. It ain't that hard to figure out. It just ain't that hard. Anyway. You know, many people now, they think that right-wing activity, this shows you what we've done to people, or how we've allowed people to think. That right-wing activity in the United States is kind of linking up, you ready for this one, to fascism. Now, they go on to say that the emergence in the United States of the Proud Boys goes back to the era during the 1920s and 30s and the rise of fascism in Europe. Italy's Benito Mussolini is credited with inventing fascism, an ultra-nationalist political ideology, a movement underpinned by violence. Well, yeah, right. Because the left isn't doing that at all, are they? They aren't forcing you to follow their rules, are they? They aren't forcing you to get injections, are they? They're not forcing you I could go on for an hour with this. But the right is the fact. We're more tolerant than the left is. Seriously. There are so many things we say, look, do what you want to do, just leave us alone. Not you. No, you want to talk about these re-education camps? Nancy Pelosi said it. If we don't think like you do, not just tolerate, we have to accept, think, and be willing to dive in, then you know, we need to be programmed. Not sound like this country. It does not sound like freedom and liberty. Right? That sounds like fascism. It's just amazing. And they're putting this stuff out there because they're trying to scare people to believe that if Trump gets back in, that's what it's going to look like. Well, it's not. Really. So, when you look at this, if we don't see changes in this soon, I'm telling you, if things keep going the way they're going, I don't want this. I've been saying this for years. Nothing new for me. But if things keep going the way they're going, you're asking for a war. You're asking for violence in the street because people will only... Hey, you saw the Revolutionary War. People will only take this so far. And that's it. After that, you're done. They're not going to put up with it. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. And the more they clamp down, the more they use double standards. You know, to put people in jail, to bring people to court, to burn their dollars, if you would. The worse it's going to get. And the proof that people aren't paying attention is, again, there are so many websites where you go where you see interviews in the streets where people have no clues of what's going on. You know, the FBI just raided the Orange County home of a special agent, Jonathan Bouma. Bouma told Congress that the Bureau forced him to stop investigating Rudy Giuliani. Documents show that Bouma is suspected of mishandling classified information. Right? You already know this. They're going to throw everything they can at him. They got all the money. They've got all your money. They're using tax money for all this. Now, a search warrant reviewed by Business Insider states that Bouma is suspected of violating laws against mishandling classified information and property receipts list. Now, Horton said that both the allegations and the property receipts were false. There was no classified information found by the raid. The FBI won't comment. In July, Bouma filed protection whistleblower disclosure alleging Bureau mismanagement and retaliation. His 22-page disclosure to the Senate alleged that Bouma was ordered not to investigate Donald Trump's associates and that he was forced to shut down his most valuable confidential sources. It also described evidence collected by Bouma, indicating that Rudy Giuliani, Trump's personal attorney, was compromised by Russian intelligence assets. After his Senate disclosure was leaked, Bouma, a 15-year FBI veteran, and he specialized in counterintelligence investigations, he spoke about his allegations in an interview with the New Yorker, and he did a video interview with Business Insider. I mean, those are probably the best ways to get that stuff out there. So that, there's some kind of proof, some kind of evidence. And if I was somebody out there looking at this, I would be beating my brains out to make sure I have like 37,000 copies all around the place. All right, people, God bless. Have a great rest of the evening. Don't do anything stupid. Why don't you come back here with me tomorrow? You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.